From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. This is the Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President asks regions to boost assistance budget. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs highlights the achievements of cooperation between Indonesia and Portugal. I am Ahmad Faisal. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has asked state-owned enterprises, SOEs, and regional governments to strengthen and increase their budget for providing basic food assistance to the community as an anticipatory measure against El Nino. El Nino is a phenomenon in which the sea surface temperature rises above normal levels in the central part of the Pacific Ocean. It can result in the reduced rainfall and trigger drought in Indonesia. As reported by Nantara, according to Jokowi, after visiting a bazaar at Rampal Field, Malang City, East Java on Monday, if possible, their budget for basic food assistance to the community must be strengthened and multiplied. The government will be facing the El Nino phenomenon with unpredictable effects. Since it is related to the climate, it must be prioritized. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi received a visit from Portugal's Minister of Foreign Affairs João Gomes Cravinho at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Monday. Minister Retno conveyed that this is the first visit of Portugal's minister in the last decade. In a joint statement delivered after the meeting, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi pointed out that Minister of Foreign Affairs Cravinho's visit created a new momentum of both countries to further strengthen bilateral relations. The meeting of the two ministers of foreign affairs highlighted a number of developments in the partnership between Indonesia and Portugal. Retno Marsudi also highlighted the huge Portuguese investment in Indonesia, which continue to increase by up to 2,000% from 2019 until 2022.
There has been a remarkable growth in our investment value. Portugal investment in Indonesia significantly grew by 2,000% from 2019 to 2022. Indeed, this is a record high number. Investment on renewable energy and blue economy were discussed as priorities sector.
Meanwhile, in the palm oil cooperation sector, Minister Retno Marsudi expressed her appreciation for Portugal's trust in palm oil from Indonesia. According to Retno, palm oil imports from Indonesia increased by 77% from 2019 until 2022. Another thing that was also discussed at the meeting was the energy and maritime cooperation sector. Besides, the two foreign ministers addressed a number of regional and global issues. According to Retno, the meeting has resulted in some positive notes in cooperation between the two countries. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, has stated that there is a potential of 2 million foreign tourist visits to super priority destination Borobudur Temple and sites around it if the Indonesian government develops spiritual tourism. This was pointed out by Sandiaga Uno at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday, and according to Sandiaga, spiritual tourism at Borobudur Temple super priority destination also presents an economic impact of around $2 billion, in which foreign tourist spending on the local economy is quite high and the length of stay of foreign tourists is around 4 until 7 days.
Tapi juga ada peluang untuk
but there is also an opportunity to bring about an economic impact of around $2 billion or around 30 trillion rupiah because these 2 million foreign tourists are high quality tourists. The spending amount on the local economy as well as their length of stay is estimated to be between 4 to 7 days. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno further said that the government would make several additional facilities, such as places of worship for the 2 million foreign tourists visiting Borobudur Temple. Not only that, Sandiaga Uno has said the government has also prepared special packages for education and conservation for foreign tourists visiting Borobudur. Indonesia has always been at the top of mind of world tourism destinations. Therefore, the Indonesian government wants more investment that presents new tourism products, new tourism facilities, and accommodation in 5 super priority destinations. According to Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday, there has been an investment value of green tourism in Lake Toba super priority destinations of $600 billion or $2 trillion in Likupang and $541 million in Mandalika. According to Sandiaga Uno, the government is targeting an additional investment of $6 to $8 billion in 5 super priority destinations in the future.
Kita ingin ke depan ada 6 sampai 8 miliar.
The Indonesian government wants 6 to 8 billion US dollar additional investment in 5 super priority destinations as well as in strategic national tourism destinations. The number of jobs that we want to create from this investment is quite large because there are 45 million Indonesian people that depend on tourism and the creative economy. Furthermore, Minister Sandiaga Uno said that the government would make a program so that the investment is evenly distributed in 5 super priority destinations. Besides, according to Sandiaga, the government also encourages regional governments' commitment related to licensing and project readiness with the hope that investment will increase in order to open up business and job opportunities. Let's turn to the international news. The Egyptian flag was raised in the village of Bolingbrook, Illinois on Sunday, July 23rd to mark Egypt's 71st National Day and its start as a republic. As reported by ArabNews.com, Although Bolingbrook, the 16th largest of 1,299 municipalities in Illinois, is located more than 9,600 kilometers from Cairo and only 53 kilometers from Chicago, the village has a unique distinction of being led by the country's only female Egyptian-American mayor, Mary Alexander Basta. A 17-year resident of Bolingbrook, Basta was elected in 2019 as a trustee and the following year appointed mayor to succeed Roger C. Clark, who retired after serving 14 years. Basta was re-elected overwhelming by voters in April 2021 as Bolingbrook's chief executive. Iraq and some other Muslim-majority countries have strongly condemned the burning of a Quran on Monday by a group called Danish Patriots outside the Iraqi embassy in Copenhagen. As reported by BBC.com, the far-right group live-streamed a similar act on Facebook on Friday. Nearly 1,000 demonstrators in Baghdad tried to reach the Danish embassy after that incident. Last week, crowds set fire to Sweden's embassy in Baghdad after the planned burning of a Quran in Stockholm. In Monday's incident in Denmark, two anti-Islam protesters stamped on the holy book and set it aligned in a thin foil tray next to an Iraqi flag on the ground. Iraq's foreign ministry, such as ACK, allowed the virus of extremism and hate to pose a real threat to the peaceful coexistence of societies. Acting Director General Najat Mokhtar of the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, has said that cooperation with Vietnam serves as a successful and effective model in various areas, and the IAEA will continue to enhance its cooperation with the technology transfer of Vietnam. As reported by vov.world.vn, at a meeting with Vietnamese President Vo Văn Thọ in Vienna, Mokhtar conveyed that IAEA is supporting Vietnam in implementing projects within the framework of the its technological cooperation, including those on addressing diseases originating from animal and ocean plastic waste. President Thuan affirmed that Vietnam will actively participate in and carry out IAEA initiated technical cooperation projects. Well, listener, that was the newsline read by Ahmad Faisal.
Listener, here's today's commentary about the visit of Portuguese Foreign Affairs Minister. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi held a bilateral meeting with her Portuguese counterpart João Gomes Cravinho in Jakarta on Monday. During the meeting, the two discussed various sectors, ranging from investment, palm oil, to maritime cooperation. The visit resulted in several mutually beneficial agreements for the two countries. The arrival of Minister João Gomes Cravinho from a member country of the European Union in the midst of the EU Deforestation Free Regulation Action, which halted Indonesian mainstay commodity products last May, is at least expected to provide an opening to re-examine the application of regulations, which are considered to be detrimental to Indonesia. In a press conference after the bilateral meeting, Minister Retno Marsudi said there had been extraordinary growth in investment value. Portuguese investment in Indonesia has grown significantly by 2,000% from 2019 to 2022. This is indeed the highest on the record. Investments in renewable energy and the blue economy are discussed as priority sectors. Based on data from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in the January-October 2022 period, bilateral trade between Indonesia and Portugal was recorded at $139.5 million, or around 2 trillion rupees, with a surplus on the Indonesian side of $80.9 million, or around 1.2 trillion rupees. Compared to the same period in 2021, there was an increase in trade value of 2.2%. Meanwhile, the number of Portugal's investment realization in Indonesia in 2021 was recorded 13 projects worth $1.65 million, or around 24.8 billion rupees. The history of Indonesia-Portugal diplomatic relations began in 1950 and was continued by President Sukarno's visit in 1960. However, diplomatic relations were interrupted in 1975 due to East Timor problem and recovered on December 28, 1999, 4 months after Timor-Leste seceded from Indonesia. Portugal's foreign minister's visit to Indonesia could be a European Union envoy regarding Indonesia's protest against the European Union regulations on Indonesian agricultural and plantation products, especially palm oil and its derivatives. Apart from the issue of EU regulations, which are very discriminatory against Indonesian plantation products, at least the visit of the Foreign Affairs Minister of Portugal has a positive impact on economies of both countries, especially Indonesia. Because several points of the bilateral agreement stated that Indonesia's agricultural and plantation exports to Portugal were Indonesia's mainstay. Hopefully, the agreements between Indonesia and Portugal will open the EU's eyes that what was implemented in May was wrong.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on 25th July 1978, Louis Brown, the first IVF baby, was born. In vitro fertilization, or IVF, initiated by Robert Edward and Patrick Steptoe, successfully gave birth to a female baby named Louis Brown. Brown was born at Oldham and District General Hospital in Manchester, England on July 25, 1978. Despite many pros and cons on IVF, after the successful trial, many people with fertility problems tried the IVF program. Moving on to July 25, 2000, Concorde supersonic airliner fell in Gonesse. The only fatal crash involving a supersonic airliner, Concorde, happened on July 25, 2000. A Concorde leaving from Charles de Gaulle Airport, Paris to John F. Kennedy Airport in New York hit a piece of titanium of the Continental Airlines DC-10, which was left in the runway. The titanium fragment hit the tire and the tire exploded. The part of tires hit the fuel tank, causing fire. When the fire burned the left wing, the engine died and the plane fell, hitting a hotel in Gonesse, Val-d'Oise. It killed 109 crew and passengers, as well as 4 hotel staff. We end with World Drowning Prevention Day. World Drowning Prevention Day is observed every July 25th. The day was officiated by the United Nations in 2021. It aims to spread awareness about the harm of drowning while educating the public on preventing drowning and saving drowning people. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Have my Gucci on, I go wear my Louis Vuitton, but even with nothing on, bet I made you look,
I made you look.
I'll make you double take, soon as I walk away, call up your chiropractor, just in case your neck break.
Ooh, tell me what you gonna do.
I'm about to make a scene, double up that sunscreen. I'm about to turn the heat up, gonna make your glasses steam.
Ooh, tell me what you gon' do. Ooh.
When I do my walk, I can get into your drop. Cause they don't make a lot of what I got. Ladies, if you feel me, this your pop. I could have my Gucci on. With my Louis Vuitton, but even with nothing on, bet I made you look.
I made you look.
Yeah, I look good in my Versace dress, but I'm hotter when my morning hair's a mess. Cause even with my hoodie on, bet I made you look.
I made you look.
Mm-hmm. And once you get a taste, you'll never. never be the same. This ain't that ordinary, this that 14 karat cake. Ooh, tell me what you gon' do.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is entitled Indonesia asks France to agree on a nuclear-free treaty. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi asked France to agree on the protocol of the Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapon-Free Zone Treaty as an effort to maintain peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific. Minister Retno Marsudi conveyed this during a bilateral meeting with French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna in Paris, France, on Friday. France is one of the nuclear weapons countries targeted by the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, to sign the Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapon-Free Zone Treaty, in addition to China, Russia, the United Kingdom, and the United States. As quoted on the Antara page, ASEAN foreign ministers at a regional meeting in Jakarta last week had also asked the five nuclear weapon countries to accede the protocol. The nuclear weapons countries' foreign ministers present at the ASEAN meeting were U.S. Foreign Minister Antony Blinken, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, British Foreign Minister James Cleverly, while China was represented by a diplomat who is also the director of the Chinese Foreign Affairs Central Office, Wang Yi. At her meeting with the Minister of Foreign Affairs of France, Retno Marsudi also emphasized that minilateralism in the region must support peace, stability, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. In 2023, France has made a minilateral agreement with the United Arab Emirates and India. Previously, a number of regional minilateral cooperation that had been formed were quadrilateral or quad, which included India, the United States, Japan, and Australia. Then there is also the BRICS, which consists of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Apart from that, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi also emphasized that the voice of the Global South must be heard more. She said Indonesia and France could become a bridge between the Global North and the Global South. Global South is a term in global politics that refers to developing countries in Asia, Latin America, Africa, and Oceania, while the Global North refers to developed countries in North America, Europe, and East Asia. To Minister Colonna, Minister Retno Marsudi also expressed the hope to protect the Indo-Pacific region so that it would not become an arena for a show of power. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal. We'll be right back. Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hi listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder introduces you to Maengket Dance, which is one of the traditional dances of Minahasa people who live in North Sulawesi Province, Indonesia. This dance is usually performed in groups, both male and female dancers. This dance is a symbol of thanksgiving for abundant harvest, so it is often performed during harvest festivals every year. One of the areas in Minahasa where this dance is held is Ranowanko Village, Kombi District. Now this dance is not only performed during harvest festivals, but also when welcoming guests and on great holidays. The name Maengket Dance is taken from the word engket, which is in the local language means lifting the heel of the foot up and down. With the addition of ma to the word engket, this can be interpreted as dancing up and down. In the past, this dance used simple movements, but now Maengket Dance has developed both in the terms of dance and forms of performance. In its development, this dance is divided into several types according to their respective goals. For example, Maowe Kamberu or Owe Kamberu dance movement. This movement symbolizes gratitude for abundant agricultural products. Then, Marambak dance movement. This movement illustrates the spirit of gotong royong or mutual cooperation. And lastly, Lalayan dance movement, which depicts how young people are looking for a mate. Maengket dance is usually played by male and female dancers in pairs and led by one woman. In Maengket dance performances, it is usually only accompanied by drum music. but there are also those who use other traditional music as additions or variations, such as tifa and kolintang traditional musical instruments. The dancers usually wear traditional clothes, like the female dancers wear kebaya and long cloth typically North Sulawesi, as well as hair bun. Meanwhile, male dancers wear long-sleeve shirts, trousers, and head coverings typical of North Sulawesi. The leader of the dance wears clothes that are almost the same as the female dancers. However, there are some differences in creation, such as different styles or colors. All dancers usually bring handkerchiefs to be used for dancing. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia in our program Let's Speak Indonesian Language. We will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and structure, helping you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung, which means touring Pagaruyung Palace. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation entitled Bentuknya Tampak Seperti Tanduk Kerbau Sehingga Unik. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik, which means the shape looks like a buffalo's horns, so it's unique. This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia and a tour guide at Pagaruyung Palace. Chris enthusiastically explores Pagaruyung Palace in Tanah Datar District, West Sumatra Province. Let's listen to their conversation.
Atap Istana Pagaruyung ini unik ya?
Oh, itu namanya gonjong. Atap khas rumah gadang Minangkabau.
Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, sehingga unik.
After we listen to the conversation, I'll give you some vocabulary related to today's conversation or material. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik, which means the shape looks like a buffalo horns, so it's unique. I will say the word slowly, twice each, and you can repeat after me. Bentuknya, bentuknya, which means the shape. Seperti, seperti, like or similar to. Tanduk, tanduk, horn. Kerbau, kerbau, buffalo. Sehingga, sehingga, so that. Unik, unik, unique. Bentuknya tampak seperti kerbau sehingga unik. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik. The shape looks like a buffalo's horns, so it's unique. Atap, atap, roof. Khas, khas, typical. Rumah gadang, rumah gadang, gadang house. In the conversation, you heard the expression, bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau sehingga unik, which means the shape looks like a buffalo horns, so it's unique. In this sentence, there is a conjunction sehingga, sehingga, which means so that. The word sehingga, sehingga, which means so that, is used to mark a causal relationship between two parts of speech. In this sentence, the word sehingga, sehingga, which means so or so that, is used to connect the expression which states the cause, namely, bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, which means the shape looks like a buffalo's horns, with the expression which states the effect, which is sehingga unik. Sehingga unik, which means so it's unique. Other examples. Let's listen now to some examples of using the conjunction sehingga, sehingga, which means so that or so in other sentences. Cuaca hari ini cerah sehingga kita bisa pergi ke Istana Pagaruyung. Cuaca hari ini cerah sehingga kita bisa pergi ke Istana Pagaruyung. It means today's weather is sunny, so we can go to Pagaruyung Palace. Istana Pagaruyung dirawat dengan baik sehingga tetap terlihat indah. Istana Pagaruyung dirawat dengan baik sehingga tetap terlihat indah. It means Pagaruyung Palace is well cared for, so it still looks beautiful. It is said the word Minangkabau comes from two words in the local language, namely Manang or Minang and Kabau. Manang means to win and Kabau means buffalo. Philosophically, the word Minangkabau means the victory of the Minangkabau people in buffalo fights with other kingdoms that attacked them. Buffalo fighting at that time was used as a means to avoid a bloody war. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia, or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Atap Istana Pagaruyung ini unik ya?
Oh, itu namanya gonjong. Atap khas rumah gadang Minangkabau.
Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, sehingga unik.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today with the topic Berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung. Berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung, which means touring Pagaruyung Palace. And an example of a conversation entitled Bentuknya Tampak Seperti Tanduk Kerbau. Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, which means the shape looks like a buffalo's horns. Hopefully, this edition is useful for those of you who want to get to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Kepri Berbenah by Samudra Ensemble. The song was composed by Adi Lingkepin, which tells about advice to the young people of Riau Islands to respect custom, unite steps to develop Riau Islands. Samudra Ensemble is a music group consisting of talented young people from the Riau Islands province. They collaborate ethnic music and modern music. Through their music, they want to prove that Malay culture has its own uniqueness that should be preserved. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Kepri Berbenah by Samudra Ensemble. Enjoy the song.
Kepri, santun bahasa junjung marwah.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id. Thank you.